May God bless you. The sister from Ivory Coast, she's trying to connect it, but she's having some problem. Let's present ourselves before the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you once more because you hear your people and then you answer. Today we still believe that you have a precious food for us. Let each one of us to have a well-disposed heart for him to understand what you would say, and let it be a channel between you and each one of us. You have kept us, you watch over our health, and you give us strength. Although these difficult times, you are with us. We ask you to give us always this strength and blessings. Thank you, Lord. For your leadership to be in our life, we thank you and we bring all the prayers before thee. We pray also for this young man, Alexio, who is sick, but you know all things and you know the needs of each of us. Help us, O Lord, heal us and then give us victory. Because those are your promises. We thank you. Lead all things and bless those who are here connected in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Brother Gianfranco. What I'd like to read today with you is in the letter of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, Philippians chapter 4 from verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. As we said always, we are going through difficult times, but we believe that the Lord watches and gives us strength to continue, and to each one according to the measure of his faith, for the will of God to be fulfilled. We have to be always vigilant for not to depart in the things of this world. And I see that the Lord always gives us strength when the challenges arise, either at our workplaces and everywhere else. For example, at work, we have always to do with other people, and it becomes always difficult. And if the Lord does not return, I should go also in retirement. But we have to know that if we are in the end of the Lord, of God, who can remove us from that hand? But we have to be conscious to be in His hand, because everything that disturbs us, for example, I wrote a letter to the director, to my director, because at my workplace, they always give us a kind of bonus. So, and this bonus, you cannot use it the way you want. So you should do what they ask you to do with that money. And I tell them, either you give it to me or not, it's okay. Because everything that I do it before God. My wage or my salary, God knows it. When there are decisions, or when we have to take decision, and if what we have to decide goes with God's will, it's okay. If it's in the things of the word, we don't do it. And what I wanted to read here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. You see the exhortation. Yeah, it's written, rejoice. Why? It is written twice. When I read this word, I say, Gianfranco, rejoice in the Lord. Because it is written here, let your moderation be known unto all men. So we have received peace. And I know that peace of the Lord works. And as it is written, I rejoice in the Lord. I have not to be careful for nothing. And I'm when things arises, we have to look beyond those things. When there is a problem, we have to know that solution. We come. I was speaking yesterday home about same thing, because sometimes we have to make choices, and sometimes problems arise, and we ask ourselves, how shall we do? But I trust the Lord, because He's the one who lead in the right way. I give an example. We are looking for an house, and I went to put the letter in the letterbox somewhere, and I wrote in that letter that I was looking for an house. But strangely, when I put that letter in the box of letter, there was a hole, and that letter came down again. So it was strange. And then I said that the house is not the right one. Then I heard that the owner of the house did not want to sell it anymore. So we have to be just still and to be steadfast. Then the Lord will do. He will provide. There are many things or signs which God gives us. Many people say those are hazard. They happen like this. They are coincidence. But no, those things, the Lord wants us to see them. He gives us signs. And we have to put our trust in Him and our faith in Him, and to trust Him also in small things. And I rejoice because I see His hand over me and upon my family, even if I don't realize it at the first moment, but then I see. And as is written here, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgivings, let your request be made known unto God. There is then the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Verse 7. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. So we have to focus ourselves in what the Lord taught us. Brother Frank always said at the end of his preaching, be careful for nothing, but prayer and supplication bring. But by prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. We always say that the Lord is at hand, but we should be ready, because we do not know how long we still have. We should do what we have to do. Even in small things, we have to realize these things. May God bless us. The Lord knows all things, and He knows what we need. It is true.
That's Brother Franco. That's why sometimes we are worried, but the Lord knows all things, and He knows also how to intervene. The door is still open. If someone wants to speak or share something, let it be free. Feel free.
Brother Carmelo.
I will continue with the same thought of Brother Gianfranco. I read Psalm 91. And it is a psalm which we read. And yesterday evening when I read it, I felt well. And I be short also. Let us read Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret, the title here in my Bible is The Secret Place of the Most High. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wing shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fleeth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, and the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So when I read it, I thought about a refuge. All through our difficulties, we have a refuge in the Lord. Also, because in my family, this virus entered. But as the brother said it, we are protected by the blood. In the door, on the doorsteps, there was a blood. And my son Daniel was tested positive. But thank be to God that it did not have any problem. And we were in contact with him. None of us is positive. And also here, we realize how God protects us. And when I was reading this psalm yesterday evening, for He shall give His angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Then I refer this verse with the temptation of Jesus. And Jesus answered to the devil, "You shall not tempt your God." And that means that we also are protected by God. We are always under or in the refuge, and that we shall not tempt our Lord. And we must be submissive to Him in all things. And in verse 8 say, and when I read the verse in verse 8, I thought about Gehazi when they opened his eye to see when he was with Elisha. And the same I thought also about what happened when I fell from the channel. It's something great that God did that for me. And sometimes I'm amazed of what God is doing for us. And there is no word to thank Him for what He does for us. And may God help us to have always open eye. And yesterday evening, as is written here, because he had known my name. And I thought about John, we have known his name. This name, which sometimes is difficult to know it, but for us was simple because God revealed his name to us, but is hidden to those who are looking for certain thing, or but they don't realize that it's just about to open the heart and then open the eyes, as is written here, and to see God in our lives. So we do not have words to thank him. It's true that difficulties, sufferances or sorrow and sicknesses, but we are under the refuge of God. And as the brother said it, we rejoice always in the Lord, although difficulties are there. And we see in this situation that God is always there. And I believe that in my family, also with Andrea, there are still things which happen. And I thank God because all things work together for our good. And we want also in all things to bring God, or to show the hand of God out of all the situations. As the brother said it last time, there are difficulties, sufferances, but it is through them that we learn obedience. May God be thanked for once more time for this morning. One more time for this morning he gave us, for us to hear his word. May God bless us all. Hallelujah. Amen. These words are the life, the hidden life which was in Christ, the life of the word which is revealed, and which works. So it is important for us to manifest this kind of life, and that's what I'd like to speak of today. And the Lord has put that in my heart. But what touches our heart is that we speak about the life of Christ, this life which was manifested and it was put back in the candlestick, upon the candlestick, and it is a blessing. And it is about this life that your life, my life, has to turn, as the apostle, the disciple, they breathe this kind of life. And all those who pass before us, we have received many testimony. So this life, the life of God, may God help us to see or to find where is this life, and to desire more and more this life in us, because this is the main thing. All the rest will pass away. To God be given all the glory. I'm sorry about the sister Jeanne from Ivory Coast. She is not able to be connected. And maybe next time we try to explain her better. And Brother Doriano, we try to explain her. I will first thank the Lord and then read in Book of Acts chapter 5, verse 17. Then we pray also for the young man Alessio. Also, Sister Philippa, she's having a problem with his shoulder. So we can see that we always need the special touch of the Lord. Nonetheless, we trust in the Lord. We believe that God can touch the heart. Hallelujah. As he always did. Acts 5:17. But first, let's thank the Lord one more time, calling upon his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this morning. We present ourselves before thee to read your word. Lord, come in our help. Open our hearts. Open the understanding, because you give us the spirit of revelation to understand the scripture. And above all, to realize it in everyday life. And send your blessing now, because where two or three are gathered, you are in their midst. And everyone else who need a prayer, we come before the throne of grace, where this high priest, which went through heavens, and he can have mercy upon our needs. You know the heart, you know the soul, and also all our needs. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you may intervene. Let your word penetrate the heart and the body to bring forth a result for us to rejoice before thee, seeing your work in action, seeing your work in action in your church, among your people. Grant grace, bless the heart of this young man, and as you are the creator of the body, intervene in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in simplicity. And we know that what we ask you, because you have said you shall give it to us. To you belong praises, adoration for all what you are doing in the midst of your church, for us to continue the work. And we know that nothing resists you. You came to destroy all the work of the devil, and we are conscious that it took place and is still taking place. To you, adoration, praises, and honor for all things, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God be thanked. I wanted to speak about this word. We speak about this special life. It is not something which we can find in our house, or I don't know how to say. We find this life only in the Word of God. So I'd like to read Acts chapter 5. Verse 17, then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hand on the apostle, and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison door, and brought them forth, and said, go, stand, and speak in the temple to the people all the word of this life. And they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning, and taught
The key word is of this life. What kind of life is this? Denomination, they try to have a life, or Catholic Church, they try to reproduce this kind of life, also charismatic people, but it's not that. Because the life of Christ, it is a peculiar life. It is an eternal life. It is something which lives continuously, being renewed continuously, because the life of Christ is an incorruptible seed and grows always. The life of others, into bracket, the life, they finish. We can see the revival, then the revival is quenched or finished, then the revival again. So this is already religion. There's something which remains at the end, which does not have any value. There is no revelation. There is no something which is being renewed. It is about this life. Let us read in Psalm 36, then we'll continue. We read from verse 7. Thy righteousness is like the verse 7. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of river of thy pleasure. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. Let not if the foot of pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. You see the word. The only place where we find life, Brother Frank was saying it, it is a seed which is, it continue to regenerate it. So there's life. It is important to realize and to take this life, to take it, as Paul said to Timothy. May God grant us grace, because what we hear within these words, there's life. When the Lord has spoken in his words, there was life. That's why he say, blessed are those who listen or who hear, and then they practice his word. As we say it on Sunday, I'd like to read also in Malachi. Let us continue. In Malachi chapter 3, we can see how the Lord blessed the life which came with the former rain. Not all have understood that, and I say that in the name of the Lord, because in the former reign there was a teaching, the necessary life for us to come until today, until the hand, until the former and the latter reign come to take place. And where there be the confrontation of the Carmel Mount, where there be a final meeting. That is what God has promised us, and what God has put within us. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, behold, I send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom he seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom he delight in.
We know these verses. Sometimes they are breeding which follow in traps because they are not able to distinguish the time in which we live. Here we see that God speaks. Is God, I send my messenger, as it was saying at the exod with Israel. So it is God who speaks, the angel of the Lord. So the first rain or the former rain shall prepare the way before thee. So when you see all this tradition, all denomination, all what they have done, but the Lord has renewed, he put back everything back in the candlestick, the true life, everything back in the beginning, to the beginning, but not all have understood it. What was the life or the way, and that the same life will give us life till until the end. I will read some other passages, the prophetic passages. We heard it already. Let us read. I want just to read it to refresh our mind, because it is important to know where, from where comes this life, and it is still among us in our midst. And why does this life is not yet manifest? With Moses, Brother Branham always repeat it, speaking in Deuteronomy or in Act of the Apostle. We can see the testimony of Stephen, his sermon. Moses thought that his brethren could have understood, but they did not accept him. They did not see him. They say, "Who established you judge upon us?" They ask him after he killed the Egyptian and was trying there to stop them because they were fighting. And then one of them told him, "We establish you as judge upon us." Then he has to go away. So that's why in this first reign, or we can read in Joel chapter 2, how many have understood the way and they stayed or remain in that way. So it is grace today to see how God continue to reveal himself to us step by step, and how this word is taking form in our heart. We is something glorious. It is in the seed, or the seed bears life. Let not this thing depart from us. The more we draw nigh to the life, the more we conform ourselves to it. Let us read in 1 John, or let's start from Luke chapter 1, speaking about John the Baptist. From verse 15, and it came to pass, here we see how God started this revival. It is important to realize it and to see how that life came in the midst of the church, because many don't understand that it's not about one person, but the body of Christ or the church, the community or the assembly are members of the body of Christ. Because still among us there is an individualism. People are thinking just about themselves, but they don't understand that we are all connected. We are members, and the life is the body of Christ, and his body is the church. And it came to pass as the angel were gone away from into heaven. Now Luke chapter 1. Sorry. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine and strong drink, and shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. Even from his mother womb. And many of the children of Israel shall return to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the father to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. To make ready people prepared for the Lord. That's what Elijah did. Exactly, the spirit of Elijah prepared the first coming, or the reign of the teaching. That the same thing which Brother Branham did. If we go back in the book of Acts, Act of the Apostles, chapter 5, verse 19. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison door and brought them forth and said, "Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. So we can see that there is always a deliverer. There was always deliver. And also when we speak about William Mayer Branham, the last messenger of this age, and now also with Brother Frank, they are like deliver for this word to continue to live in the midst of the church. So then what shall be our thought? It is to let the word of God to live independently of what can take place, situation here or situation between one and another. But this word to live in the midst of the church, this kind of life, there is no other. We can speak about many things. Yeah. But how it is good and glorious to speak about the life which is in Christ and to see it manifest in our midst, until the fulfillment of the time of the latter rain, and then we'll see this final confrontation, this last confrontation. Sometimes I said with all my heart, we are negligent. Instead of exhorting one another in this life, in this the only kind of life which remain to us, because earth and heaven shall pass away, but only the word of God dwelleth forever, remain forever. It's true that we have to take care of all things of this life, but this life is the first. It must have the first life, the first position in our lives. Hallelujah. So this angel came by night and opened the prison door. At evening time shall be light. Zechariah 14:7. At evening time shall be light. A deliverer came. May God grant us grace. Also, in Act, if you continue here in chapter 7, you can read here in chapter 7. We see here a long sermon of Stephen, and this preaching, within it, there was life. Because he first received the life, he was a servant. But nonetheless, it is written that he was full of the Holy Spirit and was doing wonders and miracles. I do not want to read all the chapter, but you can read how he spoke about everything starting from the beginning. Abraham, Moses, bringing them out of Egypt, that God will rise a prophet like him, etc. Because Moses, which say unto children of Israel, prophet shall the Lord our God raise up unto you and your brethren like unto me, him shall ye hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai and with our fathers. But then they disobeyed. They say, make us other God. So also the work of the seed of the serpent does not change. So there are always these two different kind of life. So is an opposition, a life against a life. So what kind of life are we choosing, or do we choose? We choose the life of Christ. Because there is the other life, which is perverted and brings us out of the path. We spoke about it, that it needed to have blood in the doorstep, and it was enough to go out of this blood for the devil to catch you. Why? Because you take another path, you go in another way, a worldly or earthly way of sin, way in which or wherewith Adam and Eve fell. I continue then. We can read verse 47. But Solomon built him an house, howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temple made with hands, as said the prophet. It is true, when they went out of Egypt, and with Joshua they entered the promised land, God asked them to make an altar, and that altar has to be done with the natural stones without using hammers. So that altar was not made by the hands of men. That's why God does not live or dwell it in the temple made with hands. So it is a hidden life, a special life. May God help us to seek individually this life, and then all together. There's no other life. Be careful. I said before God, the more we go forward and the more we enter in this life, we penetrate this life, it is a blessing which God is giving us, is eternal life. It is true, that is eternal life, but not just eternal life, because this life is being renewed. There is no death in this life. There is no hatred in this life. There is just love. There is just love and grace and life of Christ. There is joy, endurance, patience, the gratefulness. In this life, there is all, everything we need. That's what they they lost in the Eden Garden, but God, through the message today, He made us to find it again. I wrote down here, because sometimes we can forget the dates. I wrote down 11 June 33, when the cloud appeared to Brother Branham and said, "As John the Baptist, for on the first coming of the Lord, a message is given to you, which shall forerun the second coming." So this rain came with the teaching. May God help us to take back all the time we wasted in the past, because many are still behind. But we have to fall in love. We have to fall in love of this life, and we have to desire it in our hearts, and to seek this life of Christ in our conversation, in the family, with children. We have to seek for this life, because it is about this life. May God grant us grace. That's why in the same thoughts, there's a way which is open to bring us to perfection. As today, we heard Brother Frank recently say, "Our Lord Jesus Christ said, 'Be ye perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect.'" So it's not the natural perfection, but it is a spiritual perfection of the hidden man, the life which is hidden in Christ, which is growing and is becoming perfect. And we spoke also about forgiveness. Forgiveness is important to be in peace with all. I was speaking with my wife. She told me, "Yeah, I have difficulty because sometimes I remember this, what was done to me, how should I do?" And I asked her, "Have you forgiven or not?" She said, "Yes, I forgive." I just give this example because it's for all. Because when you forgive someone, we are not God, you see? We are not God. God remove all, everything. But you as a man, you remember it. You remember. But through the life which God gave you, when you remember this thing, the wound shall not be open again, because Christ forgave you and you have forgiven. The wound cannot hurt you anymore. But if that wound hurts you still, that means that you did not forgive. May God deliver us totally. The life of Christ does this. It gives the strength which is in this life, making the way to remove the evil or the wicked, and then you can give even to drink to your enemy, or you can give food to your enemy. And you walk because you are delivered. Hallelujah. It is different, the former life or the religious life, with the life of Christ. They are two different things. So it is important. That's why we go back in Psalm. Sorry that I go from passage, I jump passages. I'm not in a ready. You see, there is a fountain of life in you. It is life which continue to be watered. It's through the light that we can see light. In thy light shall we see light. Let us read in John chapter 1 from verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That's why life called life, and death called death, sins called sins. And then verse 5, the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. Moses, Elijah, Brother Frank, they were not well accepted. And all the others also. That's why they have to withdraw. Moses went in the wilderness. Don't you think that today is a time to go back home? How long still remain to us? How long? Or how much time still God give to the disposition or put at disposition of the church? May God help us. Already, Peter in Acts chapter 2, he also speaks about it. That's why we have to be one heart and one soul. The same mind, because it is the same life which is in all of us. Let us read in Acts chapter 4, verse 32. Acts 4:32. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither say any of them that all the things which he has possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. What should we do in order to arrive to this point? Because it is the same life. So we have to put aside what is flesh. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ said, what is flesh? What is born of flesh is flesh. What is born of the spirit is spirit. We see or we can feel the wind, but we do not know where it goes. So there is the word which God left us. That's why Elijah has to come. And when he came, he put everything at his place. Let us take Matthew 17, verse 11. We know these passages. Matthew 17, verse 11. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. Do you believe that he restored everything? Yes, everything was restored. The restoration was made in the reign of teaching. Everything was set back at their place. Baptism, what took place in the Eden Garden. Everything that was Eden, or what the denomination churches did not understand, the Lord opened the seventh seal, revealed them, and you all know these things. Everything was revealed. And in that revelation, there's life. And those who enter, they enter not to be part of a church or denomination or being a member of church, but they come to be part of the same life. They are penetrated by this life of Christ. also in Deuteronomy 32. You need this life and you have to remain in this life. Amen. That's why days are going. And we heard that we are living difficult times, but God protect his own. May God keep us hidden, big, small, young and old. I wanted to read a passage of scripture. Then we speak about his reign, the former and the latter reign. In reality, it is not the fulfillment of the life which God has already given us. It is a confirmation before men. That's why Elijah, in 1 Kings 17, he was confronted to the 400 prophets and before people of Israel. And God will do the same thing today, as he did also with his servant William Marion Branham, also with Brother Frank. It will take place the same thing again. Before people, he confirmed his servant with the cloud. The cloud came as he came in 33, he came also in 63. The cloud which appeared to confirm his servant, the prophet William Marion Branham, to confirm him, because they were saying many things against him. But then the cloud, also the camera, took a picture to confirm that the life which is in you and in us. May God help us to understand more and more these things. It's something glorious that I don't know how to explain it. But the more we draw nigh to the word of God, the more is revealed to us, and the more this life become a reality in us. It is something special. That's why the word comes before miracles. First, there is a reign of the teaching. Then, the confirmation of the teaching of what was taught up. The church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. I'm looking for that passage. There are many passages of scripture. John 5, John 6, and 1 John also. 1 John. There are many passages. The one who he eats not the flesh of the Son of Man. So that is one passage. There are many, many passages. Let us read in Matthew 11. From verse 10. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send a messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. I insist here. From the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. Who are the violent? Are those who receive, those who obey, and they understand there is a special life. When we were kids, there were some people or cartoons when we were watching, for example, Tarzan. We wanted to be like them. We wanted to be heroes. They were like our heroes. And today, the word which was given to us, we should be attracted and in love with this word. And we should say, it is this. I want nothing else, just this. Hallelujah. For me, for my family, for my house, this is enough. May God grant us grace. 2 Corinthians. Second Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. How should I have, or how can I have this life? How can I appropriate myself of this life? Because I need it every day, even to breathe. Also to breathe, I need it. 2 Corinthians 5:16. Wherefore, henceforth, know ye not man after the flesh. Yea, though ye have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. All things are passed away. To have the new life, baptism, as is written in Romans, we were buried in his death. In resurrection, I can't have the new life. Without resurrection, I cannot have the new life. I don't speak about the last resurrection or the second resurrection, when the dead in Christ shall resurrect. But I speak about when we were buried into baptism, then we are resurrected with him. Then new life start, and all the whole things are passed away, and all things become new. And I thank God, we have to be resurrected with Christ. We have to have the experience. We have to live this experience. For us to see that everything, or all things, are become new. And we know not, or we know no man after flesh anymore. Not even Jesus Christ, Brother Branham, or Brother Frank. But we know them by the Spirit. That's why if you attach yourself to a man or to the flesh, you are not yet resurrected. But if you cleave to Christ or to the Word of God, then you see the changement, the radical changement, the complete changement. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? I believe so. That's why today we live through it. That's why it is said, all things are become new. Because when the word of God arrives, the word of restoration, pay attention, the word restoration is done already. And the devil cannot hinder you to stop or to obey. He cannot. Because what is in you is stronger than the life of the flesh.
is above it, and the fight is finished. It is like with forgiveness. If you forgive, normally the fight is finished because there's a new life in you. And I repeat it always. Hallelujah. Do you believe it? All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So this, it is a divine reality. And every word, each word has a depth, a depth. And when you understand it, you practice it and you walk to live through it. That's why Paul say, when I'm weak, it is when I'm strong. When I'm weak, it is when I'm strong. And he also say, I can all things through the one who strengthened me. Yeah, you can say, yeah, Brother Franco, they are nice words. But yes, in the old life, they are just words. But in the new life, it's possible. Because just in the new life that we can all things. In the new, we can. For all the old things are passed away. And then I can all things through the one who strengthened me. That why is written in Genesis 3:16, the serpent shall bruise thy heel, but thou shalt bruise his head. So suffering is there. There is always there. They are always there. Death always try to withdraw us from God, but the head of the serpent was bruised, and we are resurrected with him, resurrected in Christ, and all things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Everything was restored. Hallelujah. Let us go in 1 Kings 17. Or just before, let us read Malachi chapter 4. It is an important passage. Because life which came during the age of the church during this end, or the last church age, everything was brought back upon the candlestick. So the hearts of the children turned to the fathers with this last message, where everything was put back in the candlestick. The heart of the children was brought back to the apostolic father. So it is the original word. There is nothing which can interrupt or hinder the coming of Christ. It is COVID. It is true that there are sufferings. We cannot move or we cannot go here and there. But we know that everything it is controlled by God. The devil cannot anything except God permit him. It is written so. Hallelujah. That's why temptation cannot be. We cannot have a temptation beyond our strength. Jesus himself, he said, Father, let this cup depart from me if it is possible. So suffering, a terrible suffering, was the sorrow from sweating
His sweat was like blood. These inner sufferings or sorrow, it touched the Lord until his soul, and it is written that an angel came to strengthen him. An angel came to strengthen him. But no less, he came for that. He came for that sufferance and for that blood, that precious blood to be shed. Today, the word embedded in the blood has life in it and produces life. The heart of the children turn to the fathers before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And in Joel is written that the Spirit shall be poured upon all the flesh. But the teaching, the life of the teaching is something else. Hallelujah. I hope that this morning the Lord help us to understand it with our heart. The hidden life in Christ, the teaching of the word, which proceeds foreign the second coming of Christ, is more than all other things, because our rapture depends of that. I wanted to read also in 1 Kings. We can see Elijah. People could ask Elijah, or Brother Branham is not yet, he's not here anymore. Where are the miracles? Where are the obedience? What were you speaking about? So we know all our robbers, all the great minister, Ora Robert T.L. Osborne, and all the other preachers. At that time, they were attached to the sign and miracles, but they forsook the word of God. They forsook the word of God. They forsook baptism, marriage and divorce, and all the teaching which God has put back in the candlestick, which served to restore the life in the church. They forsook all these things, as Brother Branham used to say clearly. The miracles were there to confirm what God or the Lord was saying. Thus said the Lord. That's why we have the confirmation that God spoke. May God help us. And here we see that was a confrontation. And next Thursday, if it's God will, we'll continue to speak about this thing. This rain, this confrontation. Matthew 17 speaks about the resurrection in the Transfiguration Mount, when the Lord was shining and the light was shining around him, and the disciple, they saw Elijah and Moses, and then at the end they see only Jesus, the Word, who remain. But here also in 1 Kings, there is a confrontation. We can read 1 Kings. Here we see the prophet of Baal.
we read from verse 1 Kings 18. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and thou that hast turned their heart back again, the heart of the children turned to the father. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood, the stone and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all people saw it, they fell on their face and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. At the end, they shall recognize that our God or our Lord is the true God. Because today there are still many, many of these things when we heard, they are absurd. They are out of this life of the Holy Spirit. God will grant us grace. Here we see the confrontation. And verse 41, Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of the abundant rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down unto the earth and put his face between his knees, and said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, here, step by step. Then a small cloud arised. Then it got bigger and bigger. May God grant us grace. We need a new life or the new birth for us to have this life of Christ. Do you believe that this life in the church? Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that with all my heart, and that this life, it is in the midst of the church. It is just, we just need to bring it out, to obey in all things. When we hear the word of God, is the word of life. A man is a man, but we know no man after flesh anymore. We all have still weaknesses. This one can speak well and the other one cannot. Yeah, we know all these things, but we know no man anymore after flesh. As we read it and all the other passages, may God help us to strengthen our heart in the faith. Because in this life there is consecration. May God help us to. It is true that we are not in the church. So when we say we go to the church, we think about a place where we are gathered. And we say, yeah, there is a church where I have to be there physically. So I have to be there in that place. But do you think that through this platform, that it is already here, that we are here gathering? Don't you think that beyond this screen, we should not consecrate ourselves? You cannot think that I'm home. No, we are always consecrated. May God help us to understand this thing. It is a moment, a saint moment, a saint and consecrated time. So we have to be there in the spirit. And then the Holy Spirit will strengthen us and unite us, as the prayer of Brother John Franco. The Lord can help us more if there is unity. Let us go and hear what the Lord will tell us this morning. It's true. We are not the apostle, or I don't know how to say, but the Lord speaks. The Lord speaks through His word. So we have to be consecrated. May God help us to see where this life is. It is important. Sometimes, I said before my heart, there are things I say, Lord, if thou were present, shall this thing took place? So we have to speak about reality. I do not want to warm no one, harm no one. But I believe in the presence of God and in the unity of the body of Christ with each person. The word which come from the lips of God, not the lips of a man. So it is a serious matter. So we see ours more things. It is in the small things that God bless us. This is the truth. The more respect of the word that we have, the more God bless our heart, because that is the life. Hallelujah. That was necessary to be said because it is important. I have many passages of scripture. Many have not yet entered into the restoration, because life is part of restoration. They are all connected. Sometimes we don't enter because there is the human part, the flesh, which opposes the spiritual part. May God help us. We know that these times are delicate time or fragile time. We have to prepare ourselves, because from time to time we can hear the call, and we have to realize that each word of God is the truth. As Samuel or Joshua, it say, not one of the promises of the good word that the Lord, our God, has spoken to us has failed. So we have, everything of God must be examined. As we can read in Bere, they were examining the word of God. But today we still see that people are attached to a man. The church must control everything. I speak about family, the family of Christ in all the worldwide. They must be controlled by the Holy Spirit. They have to understand that someone greater than us and powerful is controlling us from morning to evening. It is like satellites. They can see everything. Sometimes we watch movies and we see all the screen.
there controlling, seeing everything. But at the same time, what was taking place in Israel, there and here, they have control. And today the Lord does the same thing. It is a blessing to be controlled by this satellite, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is true that also the Antichrist control us or check upon us in this way. Yeah, there's vaccine, passport, yes. But also the tax, they control us, they know how much we gain and how much you have in your bank account. But all these things, we are not careful about them, because we know above all there is another checker, and I have to worry about this checker, not the others. As far as I have this checker, I know that I'm in refuge. May God bless us, my friend, and may He help us to understand more and more His word, the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. Remember, I can all things through Him who strengthened me this life. It's true. There are many needs. Yes, there are many needs. Sufferances also are many. But if this life is in you, so we have to believe. And then we have power to control all situations. I exhort you to believe like this, because I believe with all my heart. I believe that God is able to control all wicked or evil things or everything. We heard it. When we bring our prayer request, we have to believe that He has already answered. I believe Brother Carmelo said this morning, we don't realize that the angel of the Lord kept us of all the evil things or difficult things, situation which were presented to us. We don't realize them. Hallelujah. Thank be given to the Lord. You know that there shall be a time exactly as it was with Elijah. We won't be able to be gathered anymore for us not to receive the mark of the beast. I say it in the name of the Lord. Time will come. Maybe we'll have this platform, but it be hard to be gathered without being controlled. In the teaching of the history of the Bible or of the church with the servant of God, etc., they bring us to understand this thing that is a reality. But that's why a life must be within us individually. Then we are united through this life, one and another, as it was in the Pentecost. It'll be like this. At the end, there be difficulties. Maybe to find a place where to go.
will be difficult, but the Lord will intervene, and we then will go home. All the glory be to God. Let us pray the Lord. I don't know if Sister Jean from Ivory Coast was able to follow. Hallelujah, we thank the Lord. It is a wonderful thing to be in silence before Him and to know that He is present and He watches over us. And He knows that within us the desire is great to receive all the word of God, what God left for His church and for His church, in order to walk and to continue to go forth. May God help us. Let's bow our head and let's come into His presence, and let everyone to confront himself to the word of God, through the Spirit of God, because we know that is a satellite, is above all the other satellite, and He check us, He watches over us. Wonderful Heavenly Father, with all our heart, we thank You for Your glorious presence and wonderful. We thank You for this precious word, the permanent and living word, as is written in Hebrews chapter 4, the living and permanent word which penetrates until the come, O Lord, bless our life, sanctify them, and glorify Thy name for Your reign to come, what we are waiting for, and for our life to be ready, seeking more and more this life and desiring it more and more. Come, touch the heart, the family, the needs. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ for those who will be healed, for those who be touched. Lord, intervene in the name of Jesus Christ. We believe that you'll do it. Nothing is hidden to Your eyes in heaven or on earth. You are the Father of all the Spirit, and You know all things. Thank You for this morning. Thank You for what You give us, and for Your blessing to be reunited or united and to hear Your word. Thank You for each word. Put Your blessing in our heart and the divine healing for us to have a transformation of our lives, wherewith all things are passed away and all things are become new. Come, Lord, glorify Thy name, confirm Your word, and bless the hearts. Touch them, touch each one of us for the days to come to be more and more to draw near You and to be led during this time or difficult time in which we are going through. Grant grace, Lord. We thank You for this morning, for all the family, for all the presence here, and for those who will listen to this sermon. To You, the adoration, honor, and thanksgivings in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank You, Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You.